Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, back with Victor Perez. This last company is called what?
Revenetics.
Revenetics.
Okay. By the way, I'm changing the name because it's too long for me.
Okay. Do you have the name yet? No?
No, not yet.
You're not yet. Okay.
So we're doing marketing research to be able to come with that.
Okay. Okay. One of the few things you have to with still. That's one of the fun things. We've talked a couple of times, you know, of the ecosystems in terms of Puerto Rico, and you know, you come once or twice a year here.
That's right, at least twice a year.
And you're probably going to come a little more.
That's right, because especially my mother's getting older, so I want to be able to spend more time with
maybe
her.
Three or four times. But yes. in terms of Puerto Rico, with this experience you've had of the venture capitalists and private equity and building companies and entrepreneurs and all. What would you think Puerto Rico has to do in order to bring that kind of a culture of a development of new businesses of Puerto, you know, both entice others to come from outside here or as well as internally develop that kind of a business?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I believe that Puerto Rico has a unique opportunity. If I look back, I was a product of the 936 program. That was a good program, but it was a short-term program, which basically could be imitated and was subject basically to government regulations only. So that was very hard to be sustainable over a long period of time. So I believe there's two opportunities. One of them is to create the entrepreneurship in Puerto Rico. If you look, we have a lot of things that we can put together, you know, like, you know, you have the university, we have one of the toughest of the top universities in the engineering world, you know, but the problem is that engineering is not focused into entrepreneurship. So I believe that a complete coordination between the university, promoting the entrepreneurship, the government just providing the tools to the private capital, we can create some kind of a similar ecosystem like we have in Silicon Valley. For example, you know, in Silicon Valley, you have Stanford, which is a great university. You know, when those kids come out of the university, each one of them have an idea to build their own company. And one of the activities that I'm engaged is.
And I imagine they have courses in entrepreneurship.
Yes, courses in entrepreneurship.
Specific courses.
Specific, you know, how you're going to build your company, how you're going to name your company, you know, how you're going to get the finance, you know, the whole system.
The whole 10 yards,
right,
as they say.
And you know, and it's supported by the local community, you know. A lot of time, you know, you have, for example, Sansini, which is one of the mayoral law firms, you know. Normally, they go and do free work for this startup in exchange of stock.
Sansini is a major law firm in the Silicon Valley.
So anyhow, you know, not only the university direct the direction for these kids, it's not about finding a job. It's about creating your own business. And that is a big difference. Then, you know, I participate every year. These kids, they come with the different ideas and they present to private investors and some of those companies either they get funded by the big VCs or they get funded by
the little VCs.
By the little VCs, you know. And you know, and people like me that basically enjoy that and I just go there and mentor these people that want to create a company. Of course I get stuck, which is always very helpful. But it's the whole system that is there to help individual. I think the problem that we have in Puerto Rico is in the past has been short-term, program-oriented, and not a cultural drive. A cultural drive that includes the university, the student, the government that need to provide the tools, and the private industry or the private investor to be able to provide the capital. I believe that if we create that incentive, create the tool for the investors, the incentive for them to invent this kind of company, you know, we can create over a long period of time what we will call a mini Silicon Valley, where we promote entrepreneurship and where, you know, we create a lot of small business. You know, small business are very, right, they drive a lot of employment. Yes, which
that's
is really, really, really,
it's
really
better
well.
To have 1,000 with two than one with 2,000.
That's right.
You know, it, so. But Victor, it's been running out of time. It's been great conversing with you and catching up. And I look forward to the next time you come, tell us, you know, where you stand on this new business and what's the new name of the new company.
Yes.
And wish you the best of luck. And as I say with most of my guests, and I say with all frankness and sincerity, I I'm very, very appreciative of our friendship and our relationship, and so proud of what you've achieved, and commend you for what you have achieved over these many years. So best of luck to you, and best for this new year.
Thank you, Jorge.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez, who extends an invitation for 8:05 again next Saturday.